If you're sitting comfortably, then I'll begin. Once upon a time, there was a poor old widow who lived in poverty with her only son, Jack. They had nothing except a cow, which they milked to generate a bit of cash. Oh, they also had a big axe, but more of that later. Eventually, the cow got a bit past the old milking lark, so Jack's mum sent him off to the market to try and sell the cow. Anything to put a bit of grub on the table. However, on the way to the market, Jack got sidetracked by this scrawny little tow rag he met en route. As luck would have it, the tow rag was in the market for a knackered old cow with a bit of starship mileage and offered Jack 5 magic beans for her. Now, Jack didn't exactly deal from the top of the deck, so he accepted the 5 magic beans and raced home to see his poor old lady. The stranger was well pleased. He had been ready to pay 6 magic beans, no arguments. Ma wasn't impressed. Understandably, she thought Jack had been turned over good and proper, so she threw the beans out the window, put a decent-sized flea in Jack's ear, and sent him off to bed with no tea. When Jack woke up next morning, he threw open the curtains only to find this bloody great big beanstalk growing outside his window. It stretched up so far, its top was lost in the clouds. Jack couldn't believe his mincers. He rushed outside and immediately set about climbing the huge plant, as you do. When he got to the top, he found this giant castle with a huge front door. When he knocked on the door, a huge woman answered. She was even bigger than Lisa Riley from You've Been Framed, but seemed nice enough and invited young Jack in. The giant lady offered Jack some food and a nice cup of tea, but told him to watch out for a giant ogre of an husband who had a penchant for eating small children whole. Almost immediately, Jack heard the booming voice of the giant ogre and darted into a nearby cupboard.
See, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman, boomed the giant ogreishly.
Don't be so stupid. There are no small children who just climbed up a giant beanstalk here, said his wife, rather giving the game away. Jack was shivering in a small cupboard, scared out of his wits. But luck was on his side. His trousers had barely dried before he heard loud snores as the giant fell asleep. Now, being a bit of a tea leaf, Jack spied a big pile of gold coins on the table. After he'd availed himself of a couple of pocket loads of hot cash, he legged it back down the stalk to his mum. She was dead chuffed at her son's thieving skills. However, like all thieves, Jack had got the taste and wanted more. Like a drug it is, thieving. Next morning, he was back up the giant beanstalk and ready to pay the ogre's place a return visit. The big old giant was getting some shut-eye as Jack sneaked in. This time, he nicked a magic hen, which he was delighted to find laid golden eggs. Once again, his old dear was really chuffed at what her son had pinched. Her mind was racing to think of someone she could fence a moody magic hen that laid golden eggs to. She wasn't going to be able to shift that down the pub, she was certain. But Jack still wanted one last crack at the ogre's house before he hung up his crowbar, so off he went in search of the ultimate swag. He wasn't interested in videos or microwaves. This boy wanted something really special to put a big smile on his old mother's face. So once inside the house, he knew exactly where he was going. He'd got his eye on a magical gold harp, which he'd spied last time he'd cased the joint. Once again, he waited for the giant to fall asleep, then grabbed the harp and was off on his toes out the window, heading for home. However, Jack wasn't very light on his feet, and the ogre heard him leave. Clambering up, he started to chase after him down the beanstalk. Jack knew he had to act fast, otherwise the big ogre was going to give him a right kicking when he got hold of him. So once at the bottom, young Jack picked up a huge axe, I told you it would come in handy, and started to hack down the stalk. Sure enough, the beanstalk snapped in two, the ogre hit the deck, and was run over by a number 73 bus, which was on a diversion because of a burst water main or something. Anyway, the important thing is that he was smeared all over the high street. Well and truly brown bread, which was just as well, really, because it meant that Jack was in the clear, and him and his old mother could enjoy their newfound wealth. Jimmy the Fence Tucker took the magic hen off the old lady's hands in return for a briefcase full of used tenors, and the magic harp produced as much Guinness as Jack and his mother could drink. And so it was that Jack and his mum lived happily ever after, and the council had a bloody big clear-up job on their hands.
Tea Time, read by Harvey the Tough Farquhar.